Tonight, we're commemorating Kristallnacht, which took place 80 years ago tomorrow night. We remember those who were murdered, those taken captive and abused, and those whose lives were turned upside down by the events of those 2 days. We also remember those whose courage led them to stand up to the murderous thugs carrying out the burnings, beatings, daubings, and physical attacks. And here, in the heart of Westminster, seat of British government, we remember particularly Robert Smallbones, Consul General in Frankfurt, who was so horrified by the events of that night that he finally persuaded, with great difficulty, the British government to grant temporary visas to those who could go on elsewhere. The so-called Smallbones scheme, which allowed some 48,000 people to reach these shores. Both he and his deputy Arthur Dowden, famous for driving around Frankfurt in his unmistakable white Rolls Royce, delivering food packages to terrified Jewish families, stood up to the Nazis in the name of the British government. Both these men, British diplomats, changed and saved people's lives, including my grandparents. We should remember them as we remember those who were murdered and those whose lives were devastated today. Indeed, after the massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh just 12 days ago, this is a time to express our gratitude to those who have stood by the Jewish community these last few days. From the Home Secretary to the Mayor of London, from churches and mosques to gurdwaras and Hindu temples, we have been overwhelmed by support and kindness. But none more than the Dean and Chapter of this great abbey, whose generosity in holding this service and two before it knows no bounds. On behalf of our Jewish community, I thank you with all my heart, knowing that you and your community are with us in spirit and in deed as we pray, reflect, hear the testimonies of those who were there, and commemorate those dreadful days in 1938.